This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven half of the hour. It's Monday the 13th. How do you do? I'm Doug Steffen along with Jay Kirshner. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program with a welcome in to all these fine new stations who are on board. Cedar Rapids, Iowa, KRQN. How do you do? KPKK. I always love those call letters.
Yeah.
And in Nevada. That's good. Those are great call letters, don't you think? Huh? Get right down to it. KNNT. Yeah.
Ooh, I like that.
How do you do? The boo, the hiss of the day award goes to a couple of people in Congress. You know, the mainstay of the Good Day program is not politics. It's not, you know, we have to talk about some of these things that go on. So right now, this conversation is dedicated to my brethren who are in the music radio business. Now, if I were a slog, I'd be hoping that this performance tax that's been suggested in Congress for music for radio stations that play music, so they have to pay, according to this, if this bill passes, radio stations have to pay money to the performers and the producers of music, which has never been the case. We have always, going back to my days as a disc jockey in the 60s and the 70s, we played music. We had people come into the station, record promoter, hey, play this song, play that song. This is a big hit, yada, yada. And we were doing them a big favor because without access to the radio, without the play on the radio, nobody would know the record existed and nobody would buy it because they wouldn't know it was there. So now things have turned around a lot because of all of the other things, the Sirius and what's the Pandora? And what's the other one?
Spotify. Like
Spotify, right, exactly. Okay, so all of those have made it a lot easier to find music and to play it. And okay, so we don't need radio as much as we used to. Does that mean you're going to penalize radio stations, especially with local stations now trying to rebound from what happened during the pandemic? A lot of radio stations went out of business. So this bill, thoughtless as it could be, is really bad, would put another fee on stations on top of the fees they already pay, so the jobs that are in the radio industry, the stations themselves, this if passed will cause a lot of stations to drop playing music and go to talk. So that's why I say, if I'm looking at it from a self-serving point of view, it would be great if they had this in, because the stations didn't want to pay it, they'd go find good talk programming, and that would be good for us and other talk radio personalities. But anyway, so far they've paid music, played music free. There's no charge for the artists, no charge for the listeners. And this is tremendous promotional value. So something to think about. I think we've got to be clear on this. The reason that the legislation has been put in is an example of how important, or I don't know if important's the right word, but how much influence, Jay, the multinational corporations that are in the music business are. This is the lobbyists for all these record labels that are not American radio labels, not music labels. They're the ones who are responsible for this request to get the artists and them as producers to pay, to have radio people pay a performance royalty tax. I don't see how this does anybody any good except for these record companies. The artists, for the most part, don't need it. They certainly would like to have it. But they realize the importance of radio in how they get their exposure.
Is this for live performances, like in-studio live performances?
No, this is playing the music off of a record or off of a tape.
How is that different from what's happening now with ASCAP and them having to pay for that?
Well,
how is this going to be any different?
ASCAP and BMI, that's the other thing they bring up here, that they bring up that they're already paying a performance tax because they pay every year into BMI and ASCAP. As you know, I remember as a disc jockey in the 60s and 70s, we had lists a couple of times a year, and we had to fill out what song we played and who the artist was, and that's how they judged what they would pay each of the performance people by what records came out of the radio station. So, in a sense, we're already being taxed, if that's the point you're making. So we're going to have another tax on top of that tax. And I think that it's really not in the best interest of everybody. Yeah, thank you. More taxes. So here's one. Another foul ball. You know, I have no interest or use in AOC. I find her to be, you know, she and I think there ought to be a wrestling match, or maybe put them into an what do they call those cages?
MMA.
MMA, yeah. Put AOC into the cage with Marjorie Taylor Greene and see who comes out the winner. My money would be on Marjorie Taylor Greene, actually. But AOC.
She's
a biter. What, AOC? AOC's a biter?
No, Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Really? No, she's just kind of. She's buff. Remember I talked about the video that was floating around of her doing, she's doing CrossFit, and she was keeping up with the best of them. She was really knocking them out. At any rate, the AOC deal from this past weekend, she was bragging about her efforts to block legislation that would increase security for Supreme Court justices. And she said the only reason she was doing it is because of Kavanaugh. So without this is how mindless people in these jobs, they become so politically motivated to do stuff. I'm sorry that we've come to a point in our country where we think we have to have a security detail for the Supreme Court. But after that nonsense at Kavanaugh's house last week, yeah, okay, people are thinking, ooh, what are we going to do? Got to protect these people. It's kind of like the school stuff. We got to build a cage around all the schools. We have to build a cage around the Supreme Court justices' house because people have a right to protest. Well, they do. But come on. Can't we have some decorum? Can't there be some way to kind of like keep it at work instead of not only hindering their coming and going as individuals from their home, but what does it do to their families? How does it disrupt their families? That's not fair. And then people will say, well, you knew what you were getting into when you were going to the Supreme Court. Well, I don't think that they're signing on for that kind of stuff. So the fact that AOC was bragging about killing the bill or getting in the way of it, it just, she's a foul ball. I don't see any...
Why did she say why she was trying to block it?
I think that the underlying stuff, if I read between the lines, she says that she claims that as she walks the floor to get, you know, they're trying to get unanimous consent to make this thing work, that the members of the squad don't think that it's basically aimed at helping the Republican members of the Supreme Court and not the Democrats, which, how do you come to that conclusion, right? Then she says, we can't pass protection for everyday people, and these people, you know, these are not everyday people. There's a lot of video floating around that you can probably see of the guy who went to what do you call it, the Kavanaugh's house.
Oh, yeah, I see what she's saying. Yeah, she's saying that she... she's opposing the unanimous consent request until the Senate advances gun control measures after a spate of mass shootings. So she's like, if we can't protect everyday people, why are we trying to protect the Supreme Court justices?
Yeah, but don't you think that's kind of a turnaround? A little specious in a manner of speaking. I don't know. You look at the headlines from the weekend again. Another 5 people are dead. 27 are injured.
What's happening?
These mass shootings continue every weekend. It's the same thing. And Chicago leads the way. Not only there, but you see the video of the police officer from Chicago who was wrestling with this woman, a white police officer. Here we go again. And a black lady out walking her dog. And nobody can quite figure out what the wrestling match was all about.
Oh, it was. So this was from a 2021 case. He resigned. It was that, I was just reading up about it, that she was walking her dog in a park after the park had closed. And he was telling her to leave, and she was telling him to give her her space, and she was saying COVID. So it's unclear if she was saying she had COVID, keep space, keep the distance, or she was nervous about COVID, keep your distance. She was requesting her space, and he was invading it, and then she pulled out her phone. So the wrestling match, if you look at the video closely, he's trying to wrestle her for her phone, and she's saying, you know, give me my space. And he's like, ma'am, I'm going to put you in handcuffs. You need to get out of the park. When she pulls out her phone, he's trying to get the phone out of her hands. And he finally kind of eases up on her a little bit when she throws the phone to the ground. And somebody, it looked like it was somebody behind a window, possibly in a semi or a truck or something, who was capturing this video.
Really? You're going to arrest a woman for being in a park no matter what? A black guy arresting a white person, or a white person being arrested.
They were saying it looked like racial profiling.
Well, but, you know, haven't these police had anything better to do? You know, they were, okay, so the park closes at dusk, all right? So somebody's out there walking around. I just say to them, you know, lady, the park closes at dusk, and the lady, if she's smart, says, oh, I didn't know that, I'm sorry. And not this, everybody's in your face about everything. Give me a break. Unbelievable.
And apparently before, he was just originally screaming at her, go, get out of here, get out of here, you should know better, go, before he specified the park closed. So was just definitely all done wrong.
Those of you who are interested in hearing what's being done right, listen to the Good Day Download. The most recent one has a discussion of the Second Amendment. We all know that because of the January 6th things. Those discussions are taking place here as well. We also discussed in a recent one, Kenny Loggins revealing the case of his addictions and what he's doing about getting some help. That's kind of cool. Also on a Good Day Download recently, the baby Holly was found. Remember we talked about that and Britney Spears getting married and all that stuff. You'll hear the stories of the day every day in review on the Good Day radio program. You get the download at gooddayshow.com.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Research shows people remember radio ads that remind them of the past. So to help you remember that Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need, here's an ad that'll really take you back.
Back in my day, I heard a voice from the radio say, Liberty Mutual customizes my home insurance so I only pay for what I need. I'm getting on in years now, but heavens to Betsy, there are some things an old fella like me just never forgets.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old.
Three at the hour now on the DJV program with Doug Steffen and Jay Kirshner. Jay now comes front and center for a review, if you will, an examination of what's trending in terms of celebrities. And there's a Johnny Depp. There's always a Johnny Depp story, it seems, these days. But here's one you won't expect. You weren't waiting for this one, but you'll get it anyway right after this.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, so, Johnny Depp. You'll all remember him as linking people to the new folks. If you want to find out what the program really feels like and you're new to it and you want to know more about what our discussions are, best place to do is go to that Good Day Show, the Good Day download at gooddayshow.com. You can also follow us on our social media, Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show, and on Twitter it's at Good Day On Air. The conversation about Johnny Depp, who last week joined TikTok, and his fans were all excited about that. Amber heard something about it. You get it? You see what I did?
Yeah, boom, bum.
Bump, bum, bum, beep, beep. So anyway, you'll get the download each day, every day at gooddayshow.com. And then you get, as I say, kind of a twist on what's going on. So with regard to Johnny Depp and his motorcycle that's up for auction. Where did this come from? This is an old Harley, right?
So it's a 1955 Harley Davidson Model K. It was used in his 1990 cult classic film Crybaby. The film set in 1950s Baltimore. He plays like this leather jacket, motorcycle riding bad boy who falls in love with a good girl, but her previous boyfriend wants revenge because he's just not happy about it. It's the cheesiest movie out there, and it is so amazing. It's a comedy musical, but it's the actual Harley Davidson used. It's hitting the auction block.
What do they want for it?
The beginning bid is set at $250,000, and potential buyers will need to bid in $25,000 increments if they want to win this ride. And it changed hands over the years. Currently, it was on display in a museum in Branson, Missouri, after years of traveling across the country in different exhibits. And this auction is actually also going to include Janis Joplin's mandolin, which was gifted to her. Oh, no, she gifted it to Jimi Hendrix.
Ah, there you go. Ozzy Osbourne's going to the operating room today. What's going on with him? What's the matter with him?
It hasn't really been said specifically what this surgery is about, but it is possibly a life-altering surgery. He's been in a lot of pain. He has discussed a motorcycle accident that just left him with severe neck pain. A lot of the issues he's been having that have been drug-related were painkillers prescribed by physicians. So it's going to be interesting if it's this specific surgery for the neck or something else.
Sharon Osbourne, who's living in England, is coming back because he's having the surgery in L.A. 28 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance. I'm sorry, I can't operate on that vehicle.
But, Doctor, you took an oath.
That RV, it's my son's RV.
Oh, Doctor, isn't there anything you can...
I'm not a miracle worker, Sheila. I'm an RV surgeon, trained to save the lives of large injured recreational vehicles, which is definitely a real profession.
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, covered subject to policy terms.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Nearly 100 million people are facing heat warnings and advisories across the United States this week due to an early season heat wave that saw high temperature records set from California to Texas over the weekend. At least three wildfires ignited in Southern California on Sunday. San Bernardino County Sheep Fire, which ignited Saturday, has swollen to about 1,000 acres and was only 5% contained. A Monday morning filing with the SEC, federal securities regulators, have expanded their investigation into a merger between a blank check acquisition company and former President Trump's social media business known as Truth Social. The Securities and Exchange Commission is investigating communications between Digital World Acquisition Corp. and Trump. Of particular interest, it would be if the two sides negotiated prior to the DWAC going public. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Former Treasury Secretary Larry Summers predicted Sunday the United States will be in a recession within the next 2 years. The Treasury Secretary under President Clinton said the risk is that it will be sooner rather than later. Secretary Summers on Bloomberg.
It's pretty clear that peak inflation theory, like transitory inflation theory, is kind of wrong. And it's wrong. You see it in the overall numbers. And you also see it in the pervasiveness of the components. Almost everything is up significantly, and my guess is that there's some major components that are actually going to accelerate in the months ahead. I think the shelter component is going to be rising at 8% a year by the end of this year. If you look at all the private sector indices like Zillow, they're going up much faster than that.
Country music star Toby Keith announced Sunday that he's been undergoing treatment for stomach cancer since late 2021. Toby said on Twitter that he underwent surgery and received chemotherapy and radiation in the past 6 months. Quote, so far, so good. End quote. Over the weekend, the World Health Organization recommended in its strongest terms yet that a deeper probe is needed into whether a lab accident may be to blame for the pandemic. China immediately attacked the theory. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
American Family Farmer Podcast.
You should feel okay when your customers come and find that an ear of corn costs 10 cents more than it did last year. That's because it's going to cost you a lot more. A fertilizer, if you're using conventional fertilizers, look at the prices, up like 200%. We're all going to have to charge more, whether it's fruits, vegetables, dairy. Make sure you get a fair price for what it is that you are growing and selling, because otherwise you will not be successful.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now 34 after the hour on the Good Day Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner, welcoming in all the folks that are down the line on the USA Radio Network. A thanks to the folks there working hard, diligently. This is not an easy, not that people really care, but sometimes behind the scenes things, good stories to tell, Jay. I am in Framingham, Massachusetts, on my farm where I have been doing this program since the inception of the program, 1988. I worked for two or three different networks before taking it on my own in late 92, early 93, I think it was. And then got connected after going through a couple of other harangues with sort of some flea bag guys who were putting networks together. I got associated with Radio America and have been there for the better part of 30 years. And now the decision was made to go over to USA Radio. And I'm pleased with all of the help from Phil McGeehan and Rich McFadden to make the transition sweet and safe and satisfactory. As far as the listeners are concerned, I think most people couldn't tell that there's any difference at all what's going on. And certainly Chris and David and Chip and all the folks at USA Radio have worked for weeks to put this all together. But this is the most, believe it or not, the most difficult radio program in production to do because there's so many different elements, given the fact, as I just said, I'm in one place, you're in another place, all the other people that appear on the program are in another place, and so it sounds like when we're having our conversations, we're all in the same room, but we aren't, thanks to, I guess we can thank, maybe I should say, yeah.
Thanks to technology.
Thanks a lot, technology. But it does make it all work, so that's the story, and as we move along and move into this new world order, it's kind of fun to have the new listeners, the new folks, and the other people along that are supporting what we do here. So if you have comments, help yourself to Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show, Twitter at Good Day On Air. We're setting up a phone line like we had over Radio America, so you'll be able to call in your comments as well. So it's all good. Today, we celebrate World Softball Day, celebrated every year on June 13th since it started in 2005. I like softball better than baseball. When I was in high school, I was a good baseball player. I was always a good baseball player in terms of everything except throwing the ball from the field. I was not a good fielder. I could hit the ball out of the park. I hit more home runs than everybody else on the team. I could get to first base faster than everybody else. After that, I was on track. I could run fast for a little while, and that was it. And then getting out into the field. I was good at sprinting, and I was good at getting, I could steal bases. But when I was out in the field, if I could even see, because I always squinted when I was a kid for whatever the reason. I'd look up in the air, where's the ball? And more often than not, I always got knocked in the head with a baseball. But if I catch it and throw it, I could never throw it to, you know, I'd look over here and it would go over there. So let's say the guy's advancing to second base, and I'm trying to hit him to, you know, to get the ball there so we can get him out, and the ball ends up at first base, because I never had, could never, ever throw the ball. I could throw it, because I had a great arm, but I couldn't make it accurate.
Mm-hmm.
So I like playing softball better because you didn't have the same sort of pressure. 30 million people around the world play softball.
And Softball's fantastic.
Well, it's good for children. You know, I don't think it makes a difference. A lot of people say, well, it's better for women, blah, blah, blah. Nah, let women play with a hardball just like everybody else because women want to be treated equally, and there are plenty of women who are just as good at this as men are. And frankly, I'm kind of tired of the delineation of the sexes on stuff like this. It's nonsense. They can play if they're good at it. Look at all the women who are now involved in all kinds of sports. At the Gracie Awards, remember the lady who got the award for being the first official in an NFL game? I forget
her
name.
Yeah, yeah, the NFL ref. That was fantastic. Yeah.
Was it Katie, Kathy, something like that? She and I talked for a while, and I didn't even know who she was until she told me. And, you know, but the point is that then there was a big to-do about a woman football coach this year, too, I think. Anyway, playing softball is fun, and I guess originally softball was invented so people could play inside, right?
Yeah, it's a bigger ball. It's still relatively the same as a baseball. It's just it's a bigger ball, so it's a little bit easier to grip. Since it's not small, I don't want to say it doesn't travel as far if you hit it as hard, because it did seem like when I played softball, some of those girls hit it really far.
Yeah. I think the misconception here is the idea that softball is easier than baseball, as you said. It's not. It's the same bases.
It's the same.
Although, aren't they set out a little bit differently in softball than in baseball, or are the bases the same? I'm trying to remember.
I think they're pretty much the same. You still have the first, second, third, home.
Yeah, right.
Instead of an overhand throw from the pitcher, it's underhand, whether it's slingshot or a windmill form.
Yeah, pretty interesting. All right. Now, the bipartisan Senate deal that has been struck to try to tackle gun reform because of all these shootings, and as we said, I'm not going to go through this again, the four or five people killed over the weekend. This group of bipartisan senators say they have reached this agreement on the framework for the for this bill. So you've taught me a lot, Jay, you and the ladies that have been with me. Fact check. Let's find out what's in it and what's not in it in terms of how this would intervene. The proposal provides resources to states and to tribes. I don't know why they separate tribes out, but anyway, to create and administer red flag measures intended to ensure weapons are kept out of the hands of people that courts determine to be dangerous to themselves and to other people. So how difficult, how convoluted is this? And I don't understand why there's a special part of Native Americans. Americans are they're residents, so what are we? I don't get that.
Well, because they abide by their own laws, not the our governmental
tribal laws. Okay. All right, so that's what's in. Out during the discussion of all of this, I remember Biden urging Congress to reimpose the ban on assault weapons. Remember, there was one before, but it expired when George Bush was president. It prohibited the manufacture, possession of a semi-automatic. The measure was opposed by pretty much all the Republicans, so that seems to be out. Now, let's see, what else is in this, just for conversational purposes?
Stronger background checks for those under 21, which are delving into the juvenile criminal records.
Yeah.
Health records, if applicable.
Applicable. Yeah, that too. Yeah.
And, really just, and also putting more money towards mental health treatment to begin with, as well as beefing up school security.
Out higher age requirements to buy semi-automatics. There was a provision to raise the age to 21, which I think is completely legitimate and acceptable, but the gun crazies know what I think this is crazy. What the hell does an 18-year-old need? What does anybody need a semi-automatic rifle? And then people would say, well, it's not about need, it's about what we're entitled to. Okay, so I give you the argument, but what are you going to use it for? What do you need it for? You don't go hunting. If you're a real hunter, you don't use that to go out and hunt because there's no skill involved in using it. There's none. Also, penalties. This is what's in. If passed, this new law would crack down on the criminals who use straw purchase. So what does that mean? So you send somebody into the store to buy a weapon from somebody else? I guess that's what that is, huh? I think that's what the provision is. Yeah.
Right. I'd have to ask the Google machine.
Anyway, well, the framework is there, and at least they're moving, and so that's as far as I'm concerned, that's a positive step moving ahead. Winona Judd and her mother. We'll talk about what she's done to honor her mother right after this.
If you were lied to when buying a timeshare and worn out, you need my help. Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started the timeshare cancellation industry by exposing the ugly truth about timeshare and giving folks the straight facts. I've been fighting the timeshare giants ever since, so no one knows this industry better than me and my team. Today, we have 383 employees and have saved our clients an average of $65,000 in lifetime payments. Imagine putting those timeshare dollars back in your pocket. If you were told at a timeshare presentation that this was available today and today only, that timeshare was a great investment, or your maintenance fees will never go up, call my office now. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free information kit. 800-486-9600. 800-486-9600. 800-486-9600.
Calatone is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Today on Hey Culligan, how smart is your water? Here's Tracy.
Hey Culligan, I think my water might be dumb.
Good news, Tracy. Your water's not dumb, it's just not talking to you.
You can make my water talk.
No, but the new Culligan Smart Drinking Water System can talk to your phone to tell you when your water filters need changing and help you meet drinking water goals.
Now that's some brilliant H2O.
You said it, Tracy, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with a local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike feels like he's capable of a little more than just trips to the convenience store. Oh, also, he wants to let you know that you can buy a gallon of ice cream instead of a pint every time. Those are his words. So he said roughly like, blink the last wheel. It doesn't really translate, but the way he said it was super funny.
Get 24/7 roadside assistance with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Roadside assistance subject to policy terms and limits, and they require comprehensive coverage.
All right, 47 after the hour, Jay. Wynonna Judd, one of the great country music superstars, performed for a long time with her mother, Naomi. And so now she has honored her mom. How'd she do that?
Yeah, CMA Fest happened in Nashville over the weekend, and Carly Pearce was on stage. She was one of the Friday night performers at Nissan Stadium. And she had a surprise guest who was the one and only Wynonna Judd. She came on, before she came on, Carly Pearce was saying that, CMA Fest, we lost one of our absolute pillars in country music earlier this year, Miss Naomi Judd. As a girl growing up in Kentucky, I idolized the Judds and wanted to be like them. My first concert was to see Wynonna, and I've always loved all of the music that the Judds put out. And so she welcomes Wynonna to the stage, and the crowd obviously went wild. Yeah, they sang a duet of the Judds' song, Why Not Me.
Oh. Do you know how that song goes? I'm trying to remember. Why Not Me?
I'm not going to sing it.
Yeah.
And I'm always trying to sucker you in. You are welcome for that decision.
Right. I'm always trying to get you in. So you see, there's a big to-do about the golf pros and them being involved. The PGA didn't want American golf pros to be involved in this, what do they call it, the LIV golf series, which is basically looks to me like the Saudis are trying to screw over or screw up the PGA. So they offered all kinds of serious stuff. Like the winner of this tournament over the weekend in London got $4 million. Charles Schwartzel was the winner, got $4 million. Henny Duplessis got $2,125,000. And this looks like a lot of Europeans. Brandon Grace got $1.5 million. Let's see, some of the other winnings, $975,000 to Sam Horsfield. I was looking for some Americans here. Dustin Johnson got $6.25 million. So there we go. Say goodbye to the PGA. It's 10 before the hour.
Yeah. anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay. Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, that's why I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Argue this is the most iconic, even with the Star Wars theme. This has been around longer. Maybe that's what makes it more iconic for me anyway. All right, so James Bond, Chucker, and I. Chuck Curry is here, our movie man, on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. The James Bond theme representing a number of things, including the origins of the movie, right?
I mean, it's an iconic theme. You might be right. It's been around for a long time. Certainly as recognizable as any movie.
Chuck, hold on a second. Wait a minute. Did you say I might be right? Did those words come out of your mouth?
It's about time I said that. You might be right, but you might be wrong.
Okay, good to know. Go ahead.
And the reason we play that audio to 007 is this day, I was looking at this day in movie history, License to Kill was released. Well, actually had its premiere in London. Starring Timothy Dalton as 007. He did two James Bond movies. The first was The Living Daylights in 87, the second, License to Kill. Now, I did not see this movie in the theater. And about 4 years ago, I did a James Bond festival at the theater I'm involved in, Pocono Cinema in East Stroudsburg, that I brought you to. So we screened this movie, and I got to tell you, I actually was surprised how much I love this film. And I think Timothy Dalton was a precursor to what Daniel Craig did, the more serious, sort of a little bit more menacing James Bond. I think he did a really good job, and I love License to Kill. It doesn't have any of the James Bond gadgets. It's a pure revenge film, and it's very effective. I like it a lot. License to Kill premiered this day in movie history, Doug, 1989 in London, England.
So they're working on the script for a new James Bond, but they haven't found... Don't they have to wait until they... Oh, I thought they would have to wait until they found a new James Bond. I hope it's Idris Elba or somebody of that caliber, not some young, wet-behind-the-ears kid who's trying to make a name for himself. Although I did
really
think,
so you wouldn't want to see an unknown. You would rather see a name actor than an unknown.
Well, I to admit that I knew who Timothy. Well, Timothy Dalton. Go back to that. I don't think we knew who anyway. I didn't know who James Bond. When I say James Bond, I'm saying Sean Connery because he
yeah,
for me
but, you
is
know, it's
James
interesting.
Bond.
Back then, like they knew when Roger Moore played 007 James Bond. Like they knew for years he was going to play the role. They had him lined. They had him lined up.
With yeah. What's his face, Remington Steele.
Pierce Brosnan, agree. And he was, he was a really good James Bond. I think the first film he did, GoldenEye, was good, but I think some of the scripts he did were a little bit weaker, but he was good and it's fun. I hated hearing in an interview not too long ago, he said that he really, you know, didn't have a great time playing the role. I don't get that, but is what it is.
So, there was some talk about him being hired to do a bridge. As an older James Bond, bring him back as a bridge to a newer James Bond.
I mean, that's the concept. It's interesting that you bring that up because I just saw yesterday they did a test screening of Aquaman 2, right?
Yeah.
And so Michael Keaton signed a contract with Warner Brothers to appear as Batman in the Flash movie, but he's also going to be Batman in the Batgirl movie. And I just found out yesterday in a test screening, he appears for about 10 minutes of screen time as Batman in Aquaman 2.
Really?
Michael Keaton as a aging Bruce Wayne Batman. I actually love that idea. A little bit surprised he's in Aquaman 2, but they did test screenings of this movie, The Flash, with the trouble actor Ezra Miller. And the reaction's outstanding. Warner Brothers feels they got a big... crowd pleaser on the hands, but they kicked it from a Christmas release date, they say post-production, to next spring, The Flash. But to see Michael Keaton back as Bruce Wayne Batman in 70, I find that very exciting. So if they open the door for Pierce Brosnan as Bond, I'd like that idea. It's a good idea for me.
So what's the story of box office totals from the weekend?
Jurassic World Dominion, $143 million opening, on par with the last Jurassic World movie. I think audiences will like this movie. As I said, I was mixed on it because I just think it's Jurassic Park on massive steroids, but it has entertainment value enough. So good opening, 143. Top Gun Maverick, $50 million week three opening. That's outstanding. 44% hold week off, drop to drop. That's good. $393 million so far in the United States and Canada alone. This Friday, you got Disney's or Pixar's Lightyear, which you do very well. And the week after, you got Universal Pictures' Elvis biopic.
Yeah, that's been good.
Tom Hanks, Colonel Tom Parker. So you got some good stuff in the pipeline going forward. But between the first two movies at the box office, Jurassic World Dominion and Top Gun, you're talking $183 million at box office. Pretty good.
Yeah, it's good.
Yep.
Johnny Depp's motorcycle from Crybaby is for sale. You can buy a chucker for $250,000. Help yourself.
I'll pass, but I did read that Amber Heard did a sit-down interview with Savannah Guthrie, which will air on NBC primetime on the 17th.
4:59 past the hour.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.